Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Here in Charlotte, ACC kickoff, and it's a privilege right now to be joined by a man heading into this season at Florida State. He is edge rusher Jermaine Johnson. Jermaine, really appreciate the time today. This time last year, not in Tallahassee, in Athens, Georgia. I guess the simple question, why the move?
I feel like, I don't know, I just had a vision for how my role would be on a college football team, and I feel like I wanted more pressure on myself, more responsibility on myself, and I just went looking for that role, and I landed here at Florida State, and they're relying on me heavily in multiple ways, and they believe in who I am as a player and a man and who I can be and what I can do for this team. So any organization, any coach that will put that much faith and that much responsibility on me, obviously trust me, and it makes me want to work so much harder, invest so much more of myself into this program, because it's bust or not for me and for this team. So I'm going to do everything I can and invest everything I can in this football team to prove to the city of Tallahassee and to the nation that Florida State is back.
What was it about Coach Norvell's vision that sold you? I mean, you probably could have gone anywhere in Division I college football, but something that he had to have sold you on to say, Tallahassee's it. This is where I need to be.
For sure. Obviously, the university and the Florida State in itself held a lot of weight. And if I left Georgia, I wanted to go to another prestigious university that needed me as much as I needed them. And Coach Norvell, he called me and he said, Florida State, we're making a comeback, and I want you to be a huge part of that. And we need you, and I think it would be a perfect fit for the both of us. And he was just honest. And he when I have a very good sense of judgment when somebody is truly believing in what they're saying. And he was blowing me up nonstop, and I wouldn't respond. And I was still thinking about where I wanted to go. If I wanted to just declare for the draft, I wanted to go to another school. It was a crazy time at that time. And I just got coaches were blowing me up. Coach Norvell was calling me, texting me. I was like, man, no. And then finally I got on the phone with him, and that's all it took is that one phone call. And I called my dad, and I was like, Florida State. And he was like, Florida State. And I was like, Florida State sounds pretty amazing. So then obviously they were leading then, and other schools were still trying. But I just sensed that this was the perfect move. And God was speaking to me, honestly, and I just felt right, and I felt safe and blessed to choose Florida State and for them to choose me.
It's kind of probably got to be a wave of emotions, too, where you go recruited, de-recruited, recruited again. Yeah. I mean, what's that process like?
It was pretty crazy. Obviously, I did not, want to leave Georgia. No one wants to leave the school they initially chose. I mean, I had a chance to go anywhere out of JUCO, chose them. Obviously, you don't want to leave. So it was like an emotional roller coaster in that aspect. Love Georgia, love University of Georgia, love Athens, love everything about everything they've got going over there. But I seen myself doing more, and I seen myself in a different role, and that's what Florida State could offer me, and they offered me so much more, and I didn't realize until I got here, and I love everything that this city of Tallahassee has to offer, the university has to offer, and all the coaches and my teammates have to offer, and I love it, and I love them, and I can't wait to put everything we've been working on in this offseason on full display.
Florida State defensive end Jermaine Johnson joining us here at ACC kickoff in Charlotte. And Adam Fuller, defensive coordinator, somebody that you've familiarized yourself a lot with pretty well. Mm-hmm. What do you feel like he brings to your game that suits you in this defense?
A sense of freedom, honestly. I haven't felt this free as a football player since junior college. Regular 4-3 defense, regular defensive ends in a sense. So I feel so comfortable right here with my hand down, able to get back to my roots and play freely and fast and very aggressive. And I'm just excited for the whole nation to witness what's going to happen, not just with myself, but with this team.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing, too, is I was trying to remember. I thought you were two-point a lot when you were at Georgia. So yeah. Now, like you said, being able to get back into the three, that's something that you feel a lot more comfortable with.
Yeah, I like the three-point. I also like two-point. It's just more generalizing, like, the 4-3 defense. I like being a defensive end on the edge that has the edge, and when it's third down, you go get a sack one-on-one. Probably won't be the case. I'll probably look at a lot of double teams this year, but still being on that edge and being able to say, okay, your only job is go to sack that guy. That's where I play best. So it's going to be fun.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's the thing, too, is, by the way, again, Jermaine Johnson joining us here from Florida State at ACC kickoff in Charlotte. Dan Matthews with him for a few minutes. And that's the thing, too, is, you know, we probably talk more now, and people always focus on, well, you're 3-4, you're 4-3. Is anybody truly base anymore? Because don't you probably agree, base defense now is nickel package. That's basically what you're running all the time. Am I wrong?
No, you're not. Pretty much at Georgia, that's what we mainly ran was nickel. Here, that's what we're mainly running is nickel. But in terms of how teams use their defensive ends or outside linebackers and how teams use their D linemen, that could be a very varying factor. Because even if it looks like it's a 4-3, it could be a very different 4-3 from another team. So how teams use their edge guys differ a lot. And I think that's a big difference coming from University of Georgia and Florida State. We used our edge guys or outside linebackers more differently than we use our DNs, is what we call them. So a lot of times we'd be in a 4-3 at Georgia and a 4-3 at Florida State. But at Georgia, their ends are doing something different, or their edge guys are doing something different. And at Florida State, we're doing something different. So I just like the way we're using and utilizing our edge guys and our talent that we have here, because I think that it'll show on game day for sure.
One final one from Georgia, just over your right shoulder. I see James Skalski from Clemson, and they've got a pretty big one. As you're going through the halls today, are they kind of, you know, as you go by being like, hey, what about this guy for Georgia? What about that guy for Georgia? Can you give us a little bit of a report?
First off, no, I don't. I mean, no, I try these guys. I'm going to have to play every one of these guys, and I'm not going to give them any inside information on. I mean, I think that's pretty low to do. I don't give. I mean, that was a place I called home and a team that I love very much. And I would never give any information out like that. That would put them at a disadvantage. So, I mean, hopefully those guys can get their own information however they do it. But I have faith in my former teammates over at Georgia that they'll get the job done.
Kidding, of course. But for sure. A couple final ones for you, Jermaine Johnson from Florida State. The nation got to know you a couple of years ago before Georgia when you were at Independence Community College with Coach Jason Brown, and people who have a Netflix account, they get to know you with Last Chance U. Just what was that experience like for you of having your football life but also your personal life followed by cameras?
It was pretty crazy, man. Like a lot of people don't realize I was supposed to be like the headline there on the show, like the main face, but I said no, I turned it down. I didn't, because I seen how some guys were kind of like ruining their image and stuff like that. And I knew ultimately my goals were bigger than just to be a Netflix star. So I was just like, no, but you guys can feel free to get my plays on there, you know, do all that. But no, it was pretty crazy. They're constantly asking for interviews and whatnot from me. And I was just like, nah, like I got to focus on my schoolwork. I got to get back, or I got to get to Division One and all of that. But it was pretty crazy. It was humbling. Definitely wouldn't do it any other way. I got some friends that I'll have for the rest of my life. Learned some lessons that I carry with me forever. So I loved my time there, and I wouldn't change it for anything. And shout out to the Indy staff when I was there, because they obviously helped me a ton.
One final one, and that is, I mean, playing junior college football, I mean, it's so different than Division One football.
100%.
I mean, is it one of those things that you can even explain, or is it kind of the old saying, I can't explain it, I can only experience it?
Pretty much, because I had no idea what I was walking into, just a kid out of high school from Minnesota who went from not playing any spring ball at all. I know high school players play spring ball down here, or yeah, in the South, so Just went there and wasn't know what I was expecting. And I'm just an 18-year-old kid. I'm having to play like 24-year-old monsters, and I'm young. So, I mean, it's crazy. You got to experience it. And a lot of people misunderstand, like, there's talented guys in junior college. Like, really, I mean, I came from there, not to toot my own horn, but, like Alvin Kamara came out of there. A bunch of guys, like, came out of junior college. Mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers came out of junior college. Like, there's talented guys that go the junior college route, and a lot of people get it misconstrued. No, there's talented people you meet and talented people you go up against. It's not a cakewalk, and it's hard to make it out of there.
It's just you want to play, and everybody has a different path. So
100%.
Absolutely. Jermaine, really appreciate your time today. Best of luck this season. Really looking forward to seeing you play, and we'll see how the season goes for sure.
All right, thank you so much for having me.
Spring is here, and baseball is back. You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, Hudson Mason here. Is a new roof still on your to-do list, but you've been delayed due to rising home service costs? Well, here's a fantastic solution from Accent Roofing Service. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for a full year. That's right, you can get your new roof now and start paying next year. Act quickly because Accent's incredible offer of 000 with a 12-month deferred payment option for a lifetime roof system isn't going to last long. Contact the craftsman at Accent Roofing Service today, accentroofingservice.com.